And good morning. It is 9:30 right on the nose. And if it's 9:30 on Thursday, that means we talk to Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos with Car Talk. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Oh, great, Tom. Good morning to you. It's a great day out here at Dungis on Highway 75. Got a busy service drives on both sides. Lots of appointments today for oil changes, maintenance, and other services. Lots of stuff going on. We've been really busy the last few weeks and taking care of business, I guess.
Have you been finding those used vehicles you've been searching high and low for?
Well, we are finding them. We still haven't really been able to get our inventory to grow substantially as we've been trying to. Mm-hmm. But just trying to find those right ones. We seem to be finding them because they're selling awfully quickly. We do have a really incredible inventory right now of great used vehicles. We've got, we've been trading for some and out buying some. We've got some late model things like a 2020 Lexus RX. Just an incredible F-Sport performance package vehicle, only 1,500 miles, was purchased by one of our customers who thought that vehicle would work for them, but decided they needed something larger and got an Expedition. So it's a brand new Lexus RX F-Sport performance package. It's a great deal. We've got a 2020 Civic hatchback that only has 1,300 miles. We've got a 2020 Corolla. That's a great deal. It's only $17,450. All those are priced well below market average in retail. We've got some other cool cars. A 2019 Mustang convertible we recently purchased. It's a GT Premium convertible. Convertible in magnetic gray, only 35,000 miles. It's one of our Dungis Q certified vehicles too, which means it comes with a comprehensive inspection and reconditioning, vehicle history report. If you ever have a problem with the vehicle, you get travel expense and rental reimbursement. You have a 2-year, 100,000 mile limited powertrain warranty, including roadside assistance and tire hazard protection. More so, it's a really great certification program. Mm-hmm. Many of all the vehicles I mentioned, I think, are all Q certified. So, great stuff out there on the lot. And if you are looking to sell a used vehicle, bring it on down or go to our website and give us the information. We are definitely looking to acquire more vehicles.
Have the big reveals been made? With some of the new products, that's kind of been exciting.
Yeah, it is that time of year where we're going through the model year end closeout on a lot of if there are 19s left, they've got to go. But the 20s we're working through and starting to work into the 21s. And, it's that time of year where we get all 3 years sometimes on the lot. And there's some great deals and great incentives out there from the manufacturers. It is a great time to be shopping for a car. We see so many people these days that are looking. I think one thing about the pandemic is the personal vehicles certainly become a refuge, I think, and a place where we all feel a little safer because mm-hmm. it's our place and we don't have a lot of people in there. And I know as far as vacation and travel, we see a lot of people looking to get a truck to pull that travel trailer and stuff like that. We're seeing a lot of people that are really loving their personal vehicles and taking them to the limit and planning to do some travel this summer and later in the year. Mm-hmm. And that's driving a little bit of business for us. And we've got a lot of great other stuff going on in the community. And I did have a guest I wanted to introduce.
Oh, yes.
Tom, I've got Tammy Fallleaf with us today from the Bartlesville Roundup Club and the Green Country Rodeo. Say hi, Tammy.
Hello.
Hi, Tammy.
Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
We're so excited to have the rodeo coming up again. I think this is the 37th annual Green Country Rodeo. It's just around the corner, August 2nd to Saturday, August 4th. And those who have been around know this is a local tradition and something that we all relish in, and a great chance for the kids to get out and do some rodeoing. And of course, the local cowboys and cowgirls certified Cowboys too. So tell us about what's happening this year.
Well, first, it's our 39th annual Green Country.
Oh, okay. I got it wrong. Okay.
Yeah. And the dates are July 30th, 31st,
I got an old, yes. old information, didn't I?
But it's the three nights of a really, really good rodeo. We're, it's International Professional Rodeo Association Cowboys and CRRA and locals. We have a ton of very successful local cowboys and cowgirls that come into this rodeo. And we've got a really great heritage here in Bartlesville of lots of accomplished cowboys that have made it onto the big show in Las Vegas. So.
Yeah, no, I know. And there's a lot of great ranch rodeos around and stuff, too. And it is some part of our culture around here. And I know your grandfather, Henry, was around at the beginning, right, on creating the Green Country Rodeo?
Right. He's my great, my uncle, Henry. He's 95 years old, lives out on Hudson Lake Road west of Bartlesville for most of his life, and doing well. And he helped start the rodeo back in the day with Monser Moore. I don't know if you remember Monser Moore.
Oh, sure. I knew Monser Moore. He was a great friend of my grandfather's, and ranch out right next to my grandfather's place. Yeah.
Yes. I was lucky enough to interview Monser one time several years ago. Been around a while. And with my Uncle Henry, and Monser was quite the character. He also established the Quarter Horse Journal back in the day, which is a listing of stallions all over the country. And he's just, we have a lot of really, really neat heritage. We have 48 acres out there that was donated by Joe Bumler, and he was a dairy farmer back in the day. And he donated 48 acres to us. And as long as one member is there, then there will be a Roundup Club.
That's great. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know you had that much land property there. But, of course, we're talking about the area out on Highway 60 west of town. Those of you who drive that way see that and the great rodeo grounds there. And of course, that's where the event will take place here later in the month and starting on the 30th, as you mentioned. And that's very interesting. Yeah, great history.
Yeah. We also have an added event, the Wild Horse Race. It gets really Western out there with that Wild Horse Race, and it should be really entertaining. It starts off with mutton busting for the little kiddos. So if you got a little one out there that wants to ride a sheep, bring them on. That is at 7:30 nightly. The mutton busting will be at 7:30. And then the rodeo grand entry will be at 8.
Okay. And, of course, there's a couple other things that happen every year. A rodeo queen is created, and lots of champions are done. And I know that everybody's interested in all of that. And tell us about how that plays out through the weekend.
We have queen contestants that are vying to be the rodeo queen, and they will, if they sell enough tickets to get into the rodeo, whoever sells the most wins. We have some really good super girls running for the queen.
Well, I want to plug Megan, because she's one of our Toyota service advisors, and she's running for queen, and I bought some tickets from her, and we're if you are interested in helping out, Megan, come on down to the Toyota service drives. Talk to her today, and she'll sell you some tickets. I know she's ready to
buy
it. All the candidates. I don't want to draw too much attention to just ours because she works here, but we're proud of Megan and her. She's a great cowgirl and has been a great employee here, someone we really have loved having here the last year.
Absolutely. She's a wonderful girl. She comes out and rides all the time, practices, really works hard at it.
No, I know,
and
she does.
It will pay off, I guarantee it.
It is her passion.
We also have Little Bridges contestants out there selling chances for a $500 meat package that was donated to us from Rainey's Custom Butchery in Ramona.
Okay. Well,
and,
that sounds great.
It's 12 and under, and we've got three of those little kiddos running around town, and they are awesome.
Okay. Well, keep your eye out for those guys. Will those tickets be available at the rodeo, too?
No, we have to cut it off.
Okay.
So we have to cut it off on Wednesday at 6 o'clock in the evening. So you have till Wednesday to get a hold of one of these little girls. And you can go to the Bartlesville Roundup Club Facebook page and find out, just inquire who's selling them, and we'll get right back to you and give you all of the candidates. We can't be biased. We have to give you all the names and numbers that we have, and then you pick one. But there you go. They are super kiddos, and they're just a joy to watch and grow out there. We have play days out there several times a summer. Our next one will be August 15th. We have a six-week barrel racing series. Tonight we'll be out there barrel racing. It's free. You can come on out and watch and get a hamburger. And we won't have one next Thursday night, but then we'll have four more after that on Thursday night, barrel racing.
Excellent. You know, a lot of people just know you for the Green Country Rodeo, but there are activities going on all throughout the year out at the rodeo grounds. The Roundup Club Arena.
A month ago, we had a little roping clinic. It was absolutely free. And you just brought your horses and your ropes, and we had some really successful cowboys and cowgirls come out and work with the kids. It was wonderful. Took Uncle Henry out there, and he just really did beam. He said, "This is what it's all about."
Well, I think that's my favorite part too, is watching the kids learn things, and the junior rodeo guys are the most exciting, I think.
I'd like to mention one other little thing. On Saturday morning, August the 1st, mm-hmm. for those cowboys, some of those cowboys make three and four rodeos a weekend.
Right.
So for those diehard cowboys that wants to go rope again at Yoakum's on Highway 60 East of Bartlesville, there will be a tie-down calf roping at 9:30 August 1st. Anyone can come and get in that and then hit the rodeo that night.
Wow.
They
do like to wear themselves out.
If you rodeo, you're like, on the go, on the trail for like three, 4 days in a row at a time.
Well, that's why we like to work with you guys, too, because most of those cowboys are driving their Ford trucks or maybe a Toyota truck, too. That's a great...
Yes, they do.
Relationship with the ranchers
around here. Nice rigs come through, yes. Nice rigs. I used to drive a Ford when I was hauling my young girls.
Well, we got some great deals on Ford trucks right now. Like I mentioned a minute ago, the 2019s or F-150s and Super Duties are being phased out completely. We've got great deals on the 20s, and we've got 21s on the way in. So there's lots of great vehicles out there. I know there's, you know, with the closing of the plants, a lot of trucks weren't built, a lot of vehicles overall. So inventory is a little bit strange right now. If we don't have what you want, we can certainly go get it anywhere in the country. We're seeing an amazing kind of opening up of the business where people are all over are really shopping for cars further away from their home. We're selling cars in Colorado, Florida, Missouri, Washington State, Texas, Mexico, Arkansas, just in the last few weeks, so I think it may be the fact that people are stuck at home, and maybe the fact that they know we'll deliver cars to them. So anyway, there's a lot of that going on, and great deals on the trucks right now. So if there's any question anybody has, give us a call at 918-333-0900, or you can check it out on the website there. And you know, Tom, we've talked over the last few weeks about the new tools we put on the website, and
mm-hmm.
you know, those are getting a lot of activity now. And what we're hearing from the customers is they really appreciate that we've put them in charge of the car buying process, where you can go on our website and work your deal. Basically the same way the sales manager does. You can calculate your payment, evaluate your trade, submit your own financing questions. You can chat with us if there's anything you need. You can play around and with inventory and search for inventory based on your budget. It's a really great tool that really opens it up to you. And, you know, it really works well with our Simple Price program, where we put market-based great prices on all our vehicles every day and take a lot of pride in having the same price in our advertising on our lot and in our showroom, so there's no disappearing deals or any games in the car buying process. And try to keep that simple price and great deal for you and make it fast and simple, and give you the tools you need on the website to figure out what you want and answer all your questions. So that's really been working great. Seeing more and more people go into the Work My Deal area, and it's been outstanding, hearing great stuff from our customers.
Indeed. You know, if you put them out there, they're going to try them out there. That's for sure.
Yeah, and you know, what happens is, too, is our salesmen aren't paid commission. So when you're dealing with one of our people, they're really working to take care of you and to serve you. They get paid to sell volume vehicles and to give you a great experience. That's what they're encouraged to do on our pay plan. It's not to make the most money, but to sell the most cars and to have the best experience possible. That's our number one goal. I think that works really well with the Simple Price program and with the opening up the information on the website. You know, the other thing about the website is we don't make you give us your personal information before we let you in to play with the numbers. So you can go in there anonymously and do that, and we won't bother you. We don't really believe in bothering you. We don't want to chase you for information. We figure you're going to purchase from us if we've earned that opportunity. We're striving to take care of you and earn that every time. So that's another difference in us and a lot of the other dealers in the area.
Mm-hmm. Now, the tools are there. So if you want to take a look around, you can do that. And you can get a good feel for what's about to take place when you finally make that deal. That's a great thing.
Yeah, no, it really is. And we mentioned the used Q certified program earlier, but we also have the new one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. That's a limited powertrain warranty on all our new vehicles that you get at no additional cost. This comes with nationwide protection. Coverage is effective anywhere in the continental U.S., Alaska, Hawaii, and Canada. It's a powertrain coverage, includes the engine, transmission, front-wheel drive, and rear-wheel drive components. With that, you get rental reimbursement, and if you're ever in a repair facility, overnight for covered repairs, you get rental coverage also.
Wow.
And, and that comes at no added cost when you buy the vehicle for the great simple price out here at Dungis. And, you know, so that's what we call the Dungis difference, keep pushing that and making it an impact on our customers and the community, and getting ready for a great rodeo coming up here soon. In a few days, we'll get started in about a week for next Thursday, July 30th. It starts. And tell them again, Tammy, about the event and the timing and where they go. Do you need tickets? How do I get more information, stuff like that?
Okay. First off, Thursday night is kids' night, so 12 and under is free. That's July the 30th. And then 13 and over needs a ticket. You can buy your advance tickets for $8, and we have our queen contestants selling those, Megan, in your office, and then they can look my Facebook page up, and I can give them the others. And it's next Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. And the cowboys and cowgirls will come from all over the country. You usually cover 6 or 7 states of contestants.
Wow.
And it's a professional rodeo, International Professional Rodeo Association, and our locals.
Do you have any idea how many contestants will be there this year at this point?
Well, I don't know this year, but the last 2 years we have had over 300 contestants. So, and that's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
That's a lot.
Right outside of town on Highway 60, 1 mile west on US 60 from Highway 123, across from the airport.
One other thing, we are taking extra precautions on safety for the corona. We have disinfected all our bleachers and our railing, and we will do that nightly after every rodeo. We have purchased equipment to get that done. And our concession is going to be good. It's a walk-through. You walk in one door and out the other. Okay. And everybody in the concession will be wearing masks and gloves. And we will have people just constantly going around with Clorox wipes and trying to keep it as safe and clean as possible for everyone. We have a great beer stand, and it'll be hot, but we have shade. I'm going to fix a little cooling station, a little mister. Uh-huh. So if you get too hot, run down there. We'll have medics on the ground. But just come on out. It's really a good rodeo, a fun time for the kiddos.
And there's plenty of room too out there. I mean, you know, for people to spread out and not be in a group. I'm glad you mentioned the precautions you guys have taken. I know that's really important.
Well, we're going to do the best we can, and it's an outdoor event. You're right. There's plenty of room to spread out. We've made more parking in the back, and the horse trailers will park on the east side, and then everybody else, you know, can go right on into the rodeo grounds gate. And we will have car parkers helping people park, and we're trying to be as organized as we can. It's a lot of work. Anybody wants to come join us and be on our board of directors? You pay to work here.
Does it pay really well?
Oh, yeah. I think, but you have to wait till you get to heaven to get your reward.
That's great. Yeah, well, we're not making fun of that. If you're looking to volunteer or want to help with this, I guess check them out on the Facebook page. Let them know you're wanting to help, and he'll connect with you that way. There's a lot of stuff going on, as Tammy mentioned, throughout the year. The Roundup Club does out there, and if you or your kids just want to go check it out, that's great. Or if you want to become involved, it is something that. That we like to plug and help you guys attract more attention to it. It's such a neat program, and it is one of those organic things that was created in Bartlesville, like you said, that's got a kind of a national or at least regional influence, and you know, it goes back to the big rodeo days around here, big rodeo in Dewey back in the day, and lots of heritage, as you mentioned, Mr. Moore and your uncle. What was it, Henry?
Henry Fraser, yes. Uh-huh, yeah. And then we have three other lifetime members I'd like to plug. Patricia Hobson, Wally Stow, and Kenny Butman. And they were all three very instrumental in building our bleachers, our concession. It's a very nice facility. Without those people, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, no, like I said, it's a Bartlesville thing, and it was created by local people and for local people to have a chance to rodeo and get out there. And I love the kid focus, too, as we mentioned there, and that first night is devoted to the kids on Thursday the 30th. So everybody check that out, and should be another great year with the Green Country Rodeo. And then next year's the 40th, so we'll have four decades. Yeah, great. Great stuff, yeah. Tammy.
Well, thank you for having me.
Sure. Well, thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate all you do, and good luck with the event next week, and we'll see you out there.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
And anybody who's listening, if you want to buy tickets to the show, come on down to the Toyota dealership, ask for Megan, and she is running for queen, and we'll be happy to sell you tickets. Or if you want to look for another place, you can check them out on their Facebook page, and I'm sure they can connect you with a Queen candidate or give you the list, and you can figure out who you want to support. It's always a lot of great stuff going on in Bartlesville, and even in this period of where we're kind of different, we're making it all work and continuing to do that at the dealership, Tom. One new thing that we've come up with and started doing is we've got a system where we can disinfect your vehicle now.
Ooh, great.
We're doing it on all our inventory. And I'm a little skeptical of some of the claims of these products that are saying that they can create a protection over time, up to 6 months or something. That, as I've researched that, it doesn't seem to hold up. But the reality is, of course, there are great disinfectants, hospital-grade disinfectants, that we know will kill those germs and on contact. And we purchased a system to be able to disinfect your vehicle. We can disinfect the inner workings of your air conditioner system and the inner workings of the vehicle's heat and air, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But also the hard surfaces. That's what's new here. We've been able to disinfect the interior and clean those filters and disinfect the air conditioning system for a long time. But that's something you might want to consider. But also disinfecting of the vehicle is good. The hard surfaces in particular, that what we have is a mist product, which goes off and essentially disinfects the whole thing, and then a spray where we apply directly to the hard surfaces. It is a hospital-grade disinfectant, and it's a really good product. I'm glad we can offer that, and it's only $19.95 to do your entire vehicle. And like I said, we're doing that on all our inventory units now, and we're excited to offer that to our customers. If you're interested in that, you can ask your service advisor about that. Another thing that we're getting a lot of questions from our customers on is that we continue to open up more and see more and more service traffic. I think as most people were kind of laying low there for a while during the March, April, May, and we didn't see so many people getting maintenance. Now there is a backlog of maintenance out there that needs to get done. We've got more and more people wanting to get their oil changed, tires rotated, and things like that, or needing services. And we're really encouraging people to make appointments. And, in the past, it wasn't so important because we'd knock anything out pretty quick. But we were really trying to prevent the gathering of people in closed spaces, right? And so I think if we can encourage people to really schedule appointments, to think ahead and schedule, it may be out a day or two. We're seeing right now with the demand, but it's a lot easier. That way we can get your vehicle in and out quickly. You don't have to wait around here. We won't have as large of crowds in our waiting areas. We do have large waiting areas and multiple ones in each building, and we have waiting areas indoor and outside. And we disinfect and go through our protocols daily in those areas also. But it is something that we take really seriously, and I know it is impacting some of you who want to just drop in, maybe going on vacation and need to get that oil change done really quickly. That's harder today, and that's what you're running into, is just trying to make sure that we can handle everybody quickly. And so we're going to more appointments, and you can go on our website and actually schedule an appointment right on our DMS. It notifies parts when that you're coming. We're right there. It's in our scheduling system, so there's no need to follow up. We will confirm the appointment and then follow up on it if you happen to miss it. But it is it's really easy and simple to go to dungeonschoice.com, click into our main web pages, and then go to service, and you can schedule your appointment right there.
Quick and convenient and very, very customer friendly as always, keeping it simple.
That's right, Tom. And I just remind everybody to go out to the rodeo, hit mm-hmm. some Indians baseball maybe this weekend.
Yeah.
We got a couple games left. Let's have some fun. It's summer in Bartlesville.
Let's do that. Brad, take care, and thank you for being on Car Talk with us today.
Thank you, Tom.